lo yigra mitzadik enof. You should not hold back from a tzadik's eyes. That means Rashi says it means noisin enof b'maisa tzadikim l'shalom lehem. Like Hashem won't hold back by a tzadik's eyes, and as Hashem sees a maisa a tzadik does, He gives him back reward for that. What does that mean? That bitzchatz nius shoyso bo v'rochel. Because Rachel Imenu had a tremendous amount of snius, is zochsa v'yotzim Imenu shol. She was zeicha that shol should come out of Rachel. Taito v'schar tzniya shoyu by v'shol. And the same thing, we'll soon see what happened with shol. He was also with snua, very modest. Is zochsa v'yotzim Imenu Esther. He was zeicha that Esther came out from shol. Now, matz niyusoysa boa b'rachel. What was the big modesty that Rachel did? Where do we see she was a snua? By Rachel. The pasuk says, Vayaged Yaakov l'Rachel ki achi avihu. When Yaakov first met Rachel, he told Rachel who he is. He told her that I'm your father's brother. For the Gemara, v'ki achi avihu, is it really true? Was Yaakov Lavan's brother? Is that true? V'aloi bas achos avihu. It was his father's sister. It was Lavan's sister. It was Rivka. He's Rivka's son. So bas achos avihu. So what do you mean to say he was Lavan's brother? Eli said like this. The story was like this. Eli Omalo, Yaakov said to Rachel, Mintzav Ali, will you marry me? Omrele, Rachel said back in, yes, I'll marry you, Yaakov. Miu, but you should know, Abba Ramoyu. You should know my father Lavan is a big trickery person. He's a big Ramai. He tricks you. You gotta be careful of him. Lo Yechadus, like, won't be able to take him, like I'm warning in advance. Don't like come late and say you married me, but late you can't take my father, you get rid of me. I'm telling you right now, my father's a toughie. He's a big rough guy, love him, he's a big trickery man. Is all my law, so Yaakov answered back, Ochi Banoi, you know what that means? I'm his brother Bramois. He could trick me, I'm his brother, I could stick up, don't worry. He won't trick me. Yaakov wasn't afraid. Omrulay, Omi Sharulit Dike Lizguya Bramois. So Rachel is back to Yaakov. Are you allowed to do that? Is a tzaddik allowed to play around with trickery with Ramoyas? The Chor tzaddik has to do emes. A tzaddik can't go playing around with Ramoyas with trickery. So how come you, Yaakov, are saying you're a brother to love? It means you can be just as trickery as love can be. So Malah, yes, Yaakov answers back in, yes, you're allowed to. Pasuk says, Im nova titover. With an honest person, you have to be honest. V'yim ikesh, T-tapple. But with a crooked guy, he could also be crooked. So Mela with love, and he could also be crooked. Is Omalo. So he said to her, Omarim you. So like, what are you so afraid about? What do you think your father's going to trick us? If I want to marry you, how is your father going to trick us? So Omro, she said like this. Rachel told Yaakov, Omro le, Isli achto. I have a sister. Tikashishu minoi. I have my sister Leia. She's older than me. V'loi mintsev. And I know for sure my father is not going to let me get married before my sister Leah. So my father is going to say to you, for sure you can marry me, and he's going to fool you. By the night of the chasti, you should know it's not going to be me, it's going to be Leah. That's what Rachel warned Yaakov. So Yaakov says, okay, I have a pashut eitze. You know what I will do? Nosa lo simonim. I'm going to give you a simon, I'll give you my watch. I'll give you, Rachel, a simon. So when it comes to chasna, if your father fools me and gives me Leah, Leah's not going to have this special watch, so I know she's not you. But if you give me the watch, I'll give you a special simon. That's how I'll out-trick Lavan, and I'll know whether by the chasna I'm getting Rachel or Leah. If I say it's a big tenuim, by the chasna, their faces were covered, you couldn't tell by the chasna alone. So Mele Yaakov says, I'm not afraid of Lavan. I'll give you a simon, I'll give you my watch, so we'll know who you are. What happened was, Kimoto Leila. When it came the night of the chasna, we know Lavan is Omra. Lavan, of course, put Leah up. Didn't let Rachel get married. Lavan, the trickery guy, made Leah the kala. So what Rachel said was Hashta Michsa Fuachte. So Rachel knew what's going on. Rachel knew that her father's making a big chasna tonight, and instead of putting me there for the kala, he's putting Leah there for the kala. Now Lamais, if Leah doesn't have the watch tonight, when Yaakov is going to go with her and say, are you Rachel? So she shall say, yeah. And Yaakov will say, okay, give me the watch I gave you. Leah's not going to know what he's talking about. So Yaakov is going to find out that Leah is Leah, and Leah's going to be very embarrassed then. It's come at night after the chasna, Leah's going to be very embarrassed that she's going to find out that the chosin doesn't want her. and it was a trick, the whole thing. So Rachel had Rachmanis on her sister. And she said, Omra, Rachel said, Hashto michsef achtoi, that my sister is going to feel very embarrassed tonight. So what did Rachel do? Misatino nalo. Rachel gave the watch over to Leah. So now when it came to Chasn at night time, and Yaakov asked, are you Rachel? She said, yes. And where's the simin? Leah had the simin. That's what the Pasuk says. It came in the morning and she, all of a sudden she was Leah. Nichlal, what do you see from this? That up until in the morning, Yaakov really thought she was Rachel. How could it be? Ella, mitoich, let's see the kasha. This is the kasha, he says. Michlau di arhash to lav layi? Like, what's going on here? She first became layi in the morning. Mashm at night, she wasn't layi. What does that mean? Ella, the plus, it means like this. Mitoich simonim, shemos were Rachel alayo, lehevi yodu adhashta. That at night time, since Rachel had the watch, had the special simon that Yaakov gave over to Rachel, and Rachel gave it over to Leah, so when Yaakov saw the special simon at night, he was for sure it was Rachel. So the whole night, Yaakov thought he got married to Rachel. It first came in the morning, that's when he first saw her in the morning, then he saw it, Taka Leah. Is the figure, therefore, since Rachel did such a mice of sneers, I mean, she was such a mice of sneers of modesty, she was like an oniv, that she felt bad for her sister. She couldn't see the way her sister would be embarrassed. So she went to Mamish, gave up, and let her sister get married. Is Zochsa v'yotzim emendu shol. Rachel was zeicha that from her should come out shol. Now, what was the story? What happened? What was the tznius that happened with shol? You see, the pasuk says like this. V'yes devar hamlucha lehigidloi asherom ha-shmuel. That shol did not tell over about the malchus what Shmuel told him. He didn't tell it over. Shol didn't tell it over. And since Shol didn't tell it over, is Zocha v'yotis menu Esther. He was Zocha that Esther should come out of him. Esther came out from Shol. Yeah, Rashi says, Yotis menu Esther, Metargim Shomagila, Miyachas Mordechai v'yosin asiru l'shol. He was the 10th generation, the 10th son from Shol. V'mishol ad binyomun exivi Esther bas doidoi v'in l'rayi acheris. That's the riot that Esther came out from Shol. Yeah. Weiter. V'yomer Reb Lezer, Kisha Kodesh Baruch Hu poisek gedula l'yodim. When Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a psak that somebody deserves to have gedula greatness, poisek lebonav lebnei bonav ad psaif kodaris. Him and his children ad psaif kodaris, everybody is zeich in this bracha, they'll all have gedula. Shenema, they all have greatness. Shenema, the apostle says, for Yeshivin l'netzach v'yagviyu, Hashem put them down l'netzach always, for Yagviyu when he picked them up. Since they got a bracha to have gedula, them and all the mishpacha kaseida from Doris Doris had this bracha to have gedula. Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over. The Hegas Daita, but let's say later on they become haughty. Hegas Daita lift up their hearts, they think they're great. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashpiloi. Then Hashem takes away the bracha, puts them down. Shenema v'yimasurim bezikim. They'll tie them up, and if they do things bad, they become a bagaivenek, then Hashem ties them up, makes them low. Daita. The Apostle Megillah says, v'yasmaima Mordechai Esther Oysa. Whatever Mordechai told Esther to do, that's what Esther did. Omreb Yirmiyah. That Esther, whenever she was a Nida, she would still show the Maras to know she had a suffix, if she was Nida or not, she would still show it to the Chachomim. In other words, she still kept Nidas. Is Omar Rova the Chacham. Right, then the book says, Kasher Hoysa Biom Nitoi. She's the same way when Mordechai like raised her. Omar Rova Bar Lema. That means to say, true, Esther was living with Achashverosh, but Achashverosh was a goy, there was no kedushin there, so therefore the Maisa, she was still mutter to live with Mordechai. So what she did was, after she got finished living at night time, Achashverosh, v'tayvelis, she went to the mikvah, she kept tuchas nidus, v'yashavas b'cheikosh Mordechai, and then she went to live with Mordechai. The place is the kasha, the imtoima, v'holehoye shom havchonesh, tloshes kadoshim, shebechol yoim, hoye oyster roshim, mitsuyetzlo.
Halacha is, if you live with one man, you're not allowed to live with another man until you have 3 months in between. Because we have to know, if you become pregnant, who's the father? So the Chura, how could Esther live with Achashverosh, and then right away go live with Mordechai? The Kasha, she should be like a Saita, it's not so schwer. Because we hold Esther, we hold Achashverosh, was a goy. A goy doesn't ask a lady to a husband. So now that she was mutter. But so he's asking, she shouldn't be allowed to live with Mordechai, because she has to have Avchon, you have to have a separation of 3 months. So the Yeshloima shows some Shemeshes b'moich. When she lived with Achashverosh, she had some cotton in the Oysa Mokim. Therefore, his Zera couldn't go into her. She knew for sure she wouldn't become pregnant from Achashverosh. So since she knew for sure she wouldn't be pregnant, she wasn't allowed to live with Mordechai. Right, then the Pasuk says, Bayom Mahim, O Mordechai Yoshe B'Shar HaMelech. Mordechai was sitting in the Shar HaMelech, Kotzav Dikson V'Zeresh. They both got angry at the king. What did he get angry at the king for? And then that was the plot, they wanted to kill the king. And Mordechai found out about it, and he saved the king. And it was written down with the Divrei Yomim that Mordechai saved the king. So Om Reb Chiya Barabba, Om Reb Yechanan, Hiktziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Odon Al Avodav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that made them get angry. Like one case, Hashem makes another, the master, get angry on his slaves, Lasas with Saint Tzadik, in order to do the rots and the will of a Tzadik. Now one case is Umanu Yosef. This goes on Yosef at Tzadik. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Vishom Mitono Nar Ivri. Yeah. That was the Maisa that Yosef was in the dungeon there, and they brought him out because he gave the interpretation to the dream. So Hashem made like Paro have dreams in order they should be able to bring Yosef out. Avodim Aladinayim. That Amol Hashem makes the Avodim get angry at the master, Lasos Nes Tzadik, in order to do a Nes for a Tzadik. Umano, where's the case that the Avodim, the slaves, got angry at the master? That was the case of Mordechai. The Pasuk says here, Vayivoda Hadavla Mordechai. That here these two people, Dikson and Vezeresh, got angry at the king. And because they got angry at the king, Mordechai found out and saved the king, and that's where the whole nice of Purim happened. Omer Reb Yechanan, Dikson Vezeresh Shnei Tarsoyim Hevi. There were two people came from Tarsim, two Mexicans they were. They misafri and belosh and tursa. They spoke Mexican, that's where they spoke. Spoke Spanish. And nobody understood them. So they said the Yom, and they said like this. The Yom Shabbos Zu, from the time that Esther came to live with Achashverosh, Larinu Shini Benenu. We never had a night's sleep. In other words, the king is using us too much. First, he's up at night. He's using us nice. We don't go to sleep no more at night. Is Bo Venatal Eris Besephum. Let's put some poison in the king's drink. Kadesh Yomas, like he's making us work too hard, King Achashverosh. All of a sudden, we don't get no sleep no more at nights. It's not Kadai. So let's kill the king. So they got angry at the king. They wanted to put poison in his sefer, in his patir. Vehein lo hoyu yoidim, and they did not know, ki Mordechai miyoshve lishchis hagozis hoyu. Mordechai was from the Sanhedrin, from the lishchis hagozis. For hoyu yoideya shivim loshin. He knew all languages. He knew this Tershin language also. So they were talking their language, and they thought Mordechai wouldn't understand it. But really, Mordechai understood it. Is Amaloi, one said to the other, V'aloi ein mishmarti mishmat cheshova. Like, how can we both do the job together? We don't have the same watch at the same time. Amaloi, so one said to the other, Ani eshmor mishmarti, or mishmatcha, I'll watch for me and you. And you go and kill and put poison by the king. I know this, that's what the Pasuk says. What does that mean? They did not find them both at the right work. So now, since they didn't find them at the right work, they caught them doing something wrong, and that's how they caught that they were poisoning the king, and they caught him. But that was because of Mordechai, that Mordechai heard them doing it, and Mordechai saved Achashverosh. Is Acherat Vormarela, after these things. What does it mean, after these things? Omar Rova. It means like this. That Achash Shebora Kodesh Baruch Hu Refuah Lamaka. After Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the refuah, the healing for the sickness, that's when Hashem makes the sickness. In other words, after this Maisa that Mordechai went to save Achashverosh, and because of this Maisa later on in the Megillah, Achashverosh comes and makes Mordechai the hero. So this is really the Yeshua, the healing for Klal Yisrael. Is now that Hashem created the place that there'll be a healing, a refuah for Klal Yisrael, now Hashem first made Homin, the Makkah first come about. The Yomer Shlokah, the Shlokah says like this, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makkah Yisrael, Elim came Baruch Lehem Refuah Tchila. Hashem never hits Klai Yisrael, a Jew, unless first he makes refuah. First he has the healing, then he hits you. Shenemar Apostik says, V'nigrev Hashem es Mitzrayim. No, forget. Shenemar Apostik says, K'refoi li Yisrael, V'niglov en Ephraim. That first Hashem has the refuah, the healing, the medicine for Klai Yisrael, and then he looks at the averus and gives you the punishment. And the pshat is that when Hashem gives punishment to Klai Yisrael, it's not the pshat he wants to be mean to punish us. There's one purpose involved. Hashem wants us to make us do tshuva. He wants us to have a refuah. But the way Hashem makes us become better is by punishing us. So the punishment is not b'teres to be mean to punish, but fakir. It's b'teres that there should be a refuah. If we're doing bad things, Hashem wants us to do tshuva, to wake up and be a tzaddik, so Hashem brings us punishment. Today we should wake up. That's the yisoid. The refuah is there. And Hashem wants us to have the real refuah. And the real refuah is to do tshuva. So Hashem gives us a punishment in order to be turned over to be good. But the goyim is the opposite way. First Hashem hits them. Hashem wants to punish them, the goyim. Then when Hashem sees that he hit them too much, then he heals them up. By the goyim it says, V'nigav Hashem es Mitzrayim nigoyf, that first Hashem hit the Mitzrayim, and then it says refuah, Hashem created the refuah. But by goyim, there's the purpose Hashem wants to give them punishment, he punishes them. And then he heals them. Then the pasuk says in Megillah, "Va'yiveis bi'enov lishleach yad b'Mordechai." Levadai, that Haman didn't want to just start off with Mordechai alone. He was afraid of Mordechai alone. His Amar Rav said like this: "Ve'etchilu b'Mordechai." Levadai, first, Haman wants to start off with Mordechai. Avol v'soif b'yam Mordechai. No, forget. Va'yiveis b'enov, but he didn't like him. Forget. No, va'yiveis b'enov that Haman didn't like. Mordechai, l'shloach yad Mordechai, and he wanted to destroy Mordechai levadoi. It says mashmon in Mordechai himself. So Rava says, betchilu at the beginning, Haman thought just to kill Mordechai. Olivsoif b'yam Mordechai. At the end, he thought, no, I might as well kill all the people also. Omani rabbanon, who is am Mordechai? He means the rabbanon also. Olivsoif at the end, b'chol ayudim. He wanted to kill out any Jew, not only rabbanim, all the Jews. So it says Haman was hippopur. He made his lottery. Hu agoyrum. Tona, it says like this, Kivan Shinofa Pur B'Chodesh Adar, when his lottery fell out on Chodesh Adar, that's the month to kill out Yehudim, Somach Simcha G'delum. Haman became very happy. Omer, he said, Nofoli Pur B'Yerach Shemes by Moshe. It came out on the month that Moshe died, like it's a bad month for Klai Yisrael. So therefore I'll win over them, I'll be able to kill them. But Haman did not know, Shebeshiva B'Yad Emes, true, he died that month. However, the same thing, it's also a good month. That's the month Moshe was born. So, Mela, it's not a bad mazel for Klai Yisrael, forget, it's a good mazel. Then it says, Mordechai Haman signed it and said, Yesh noy am echo, there's one nation. He was complaining now to Achashverosh, let's kill out this nation. Omar Rav, Rav said, Lekka di yoda lishna bisha. There was no bigger Lashon Hara talking. If you want to know who how to talk the best Lashon Hara in the world, who was the biggest person that could talk Lashon Hara, that's Haman. Haman was the chief. He was chief in Lashon Hara. Omar lei, he said like this, to nichlinu. He told Achashverosh, come and let's go kill out, destroy this nation. Omar lei, Achashverosh said back, mistafina meleho melekov. I'm afraid of Hashem. He shouldn't destroy me the way he destroyed the other nations. Parochveis Mitzrayim. That God kills a lot of people. I'm afraid he'll kill me also. Is Amalei so good? Haman took it easy. I'll get you another way. Amalei, Yoshnu min haMitzvus. They're sleeping now for Mitzvus. Klai Yisrael is not doing Mitzvus. So Mela Hashem won't help them. Hashem helps them when they do Mitzvus. Now Klai Yisrael is sleeping from the Mitzvus. They were rough for Miyadayim. That's why Haman said, now I can go and kill them. Is Omar lay Ispul Rabbonin. Achashverosh said, but good, most of them may be sleeping, but I'm sure there are some Rosh Hashivas, there are some Rabbonim, some Tzadikim that are doing mitzvahs. Omar lay, Haman said back, Am Echadein. Don't look at just one or two good ones. It's one big nation. Most of them are bad right now. Since most of the Jews are bad right now, Hashem won't help them. Shema Taima, maybe you'll say Achashverosh, Korchan Yosef Achosechem. I'm telling you to kill out one nation, so I'm going to make you a bald spot in your nation. It's not nice to kill out one whole nation. Like if everybody lives together on one street, on the base, this street, you kill out those streets, you can have a bald spot there. It's not nice. So Haman says, don't worry. Mifuzarin hain ben amin, they're spread out of all the nations. Kill out the Jews, you won't notice a difference. It won't be nicky, you won't be able to tell that they're missing. Maybe you'll say, maybe we have some enjoyment from them, it's not worth it to kill them out. No, they're spread out. That means, like in the mule, they don't give any peiris off. That means you don't have anything from the Jews now. Maybe you'll say, there's a Medina from them, one Medina is from the Jews. Talmud lo imenu b'chol medina is machosecha. The Medinta means Medina Ketana. Is maybe there's a small Medina of the Jews, and again, it's not nice to make a bold spot to make a small empty town. So he says that no, he said it's spread out all over. Talmud lo imenu b'chol medina is machosecha. They're all over. So don't worry about killing them out. There won't be any bold spot, any place missing. Their laws are different from any other nation. They don't eat from us. They don't eat our food. They don't intermarry with us. They don't let us marry them. They don't marry us. And they don't even listen to what the king tells them. Means Rashi says, whenever we tell the Jews, do work, they always have excuses, they're full of excuses. Work today, they say, today is Shabbos Hayyim. Another day, in the middle of the weekday, Monday, today is Pesach Hayyim. Like Jews have excuses why they can't do work, we have too many Yom Tovim. So Melech Haman was telling Tachashverosh, you have nothing to lose to kill them out. The king will have no gain by letting them stay. Letting them stay alive. Why? You should know they eat and they make fun of you. They embarrass you. They make fun of you. Why? Like this. If you take a Jewish glass of wine, even if a fly falls into a glass of wine, what they would do is throw away the fly. The wine is not treif. It didn't become tummy. Throw away the fly and they'll drink the rest of the wine. But if you, Achashverus, is going to touch a glass of wine, shalechad mim, choifte bekaka, they'll throw it down to the ground. V'yena shesayu, v'nissa yayin nesach. Hey, someone knew a little bit. Someone knew some halachas also. He knew to complain to Paro that the Jews have the halachas of the yayin nesach. So if you, Achashverus, touch a glass of wine, they'll throw it on the floor. So they're embarrassing you. So therefore, Haman said, im ala melech toiv, if the melech is in good mood, yichtov li ovdom, to write a letter to destroy them. The aseres alofim kikar kesef. And I'll pay you back aseres kikar kesef. A thousand kikar kesef. Now, even though I'm telling you they're not even worth that much, but in tim slam, you're afraid they're worth something, I'll pay you off. Omer Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said, golev yadulof neimi shama v'yoylam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. It was Goli, it was revealed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that created the world, that said, v'yoylam. That Hashem knew that Haman is going to use now these Asaras Apayim Shkolim to pay you off Achashverosh to destroy Klal Yisrael. Lefikach, therefore, Hiktim Shikleim L'Shiklov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah in the Torah of Machzis HaShekel that Klal Yisrael had this mitzvah ready before Haman, and therefore, because of the Schus that Klal Yisrael beforehand gave the Machzis HaShekel, it was able that we fought against Haman and we won over him. Final that now, that's what we learned. The Yechud Biyada Mashmin al Shkolim. And when Shkodesh Ada, we have to talk about Shkolim. We are Klayim, about Klayim also. So the kids said, Beschush Shkolim, we won over Haman. Froshim say the Pshat is that the Yikud Tain of Haman was that Klayisrael was spread out. They were Mefuzah and Mefurah. When they spread out Klayisrael, they don't have Achdus together, then a Molech can win over us. The Yeshua was that Klal Yisrael put themselves together again. Like Leis Kenosis Kol Yehudim. We got Achdus put together, then we win over Amalek. Now the whole Yisrael of Machzis HaShekel is to put the whole Klal Yisrael together. That's the Korban Tzibur. A Korban Tzibur means it comes from the whole Klal Yisrael together. The Machzis HaShekel is to everybody gives a little bit to put together to make one Korban for the whole Tzibur. That's called Achdus. The Farshim say a Machzis HaShekel, a half, is a remnant to say that each Jew by himself is a half. By yourself, you're nothing. You have to come on to somebody else to make you whole. So you say the Machzis HaShekel is bringing the people together. So the schus of Achdus coming together, that's how we won over Haman. And that was the maskoni at the end that they made, Lech Knesset Kol Yehudim, because of that they won over Haman. Right, Pasuk says, Vayomer HaMelech L'Haman, HaKesev Nosen L'cho, I give you the money back, keep the money.
So Rashi to Tosfos says here, Hakesef nos mecham, giving you the money, kematria the kesef oila ha'etz, remez lo yitlu olav. That after Achashverosh giving you back the money, you should know, you're going to get yourself hanged with this also. For your, and I also give you vom lasses loy k'toy v'necha. Achashverosh said, home, and I'll let you do whatever you want to this nation.